Ladies and gentlemen, this is my first audio log post after ages, after the thing in Copenhagen. Patrick, use your iPhone, if you have one. So this is Pavel.
Hello everyone, nice to meet you.
He visited me this weekend and we toured Marburg a little bit.
Yeah.
Exchanged some stuff. And got to know some other new things. Anything else you want to tell you about your Marburg adventures?
I like the city. I mean, it's of course not my first time here, but every time I come here, I discover something new. And this time it was the fact that even late at night, or later at night, let's say it was like 11, between 11 and midnight, there are still people crawling around the market square, but not that many. It's not like really crowded, which gives it sort of like a family feel. It's like a community that you're supposed to like know everybody here. And it's so nice. People are still like hanging around, doing some kind of business. Even children are playing like happily outside. I like this kind of vibe.
Yeah, if the weather plays well.
Yeah, I wish to see more actually. Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
Always invited.
Thank you.
But I guess first I'm going to Luxembourg.
Yeah, definitely. You're also very welcome there. And I'm really curious to hear what your impression of Luxembourg will be.
Woo. But you're not originally from Luxembourg, you're from Poland.
No, of course not. Yeah, I'm now sort of spending some time in Luxembourg. But yeah, it's also an interesting place to explore, I would say.
Yeah, heard of it.
Still have to find accessible museums, but other than that, it's pretty fine.
And we actually met on different occasions. First time we met in 2011.
True that, I still remember that, because it was like my PE teacher was doing some kind of visitation to see how PE students are doing in Blista.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow you called out my name because you realized she's Polish, and I know where he is, and then she brought us home together, and then Kevin also joined along. That was fun.
That was pretty cool. Our educators didn't like it because it was so spontaneous, but nevertheless. As you could hear, we're at the train station.
Yeah.
And there's a train supposed to be passing by.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a little louder in the future.
Yeah.
But we also met on some other occasions, like ICC.
True that, yeah. ICC, different exchanges, ICC reunion party weekend.
Yes.
Things like that.
And some random meetups in between.
Yeah,
Utrecht. Those who read my blog articles about Utrecht and stuff like that. He was the one responsible for my nowadays confidence that he has some sort of responsibility part for my nowadays confidence that I'm able to stay at couchsurfing places or in other places on my own in general, such as Hostel.
Hotel Oslo?
Yep.
Where is that? In Oslo?
Hotel or hostel?
Hotel or hostel. Hotel Oslo.
No.
Where's Hotel Oslo? Logically, Oslo.
We should Google that.
Yeah.
Where's Hotel Oslo?
Yeah.
Maybe it's some sort of French thing. Hotel Hostel?
Hotel Hostel.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. I thought it was your train.
I can't understand this lady.
I
mean the announcements, they're sort of obscured by the other noises and that.
There's a train coming from Erntebrück.
Antebrück.
I think that's not the direction where you would like to go.
I have no idea where that is, but it sounds fun.
It's
I have to Google it, I have to search for it on TripAdvisor.
There is also Brilonstadt.
Mm-hmm.
There is Bestwick, wherever that is. And there are some other villages. The trains depart from here.
But
I never went there.
Reminds me of a ride I took once from Essen all the way to Münden, which is on the border between North Rhine-Westphalia
and Lower Saxony. Yeah.
And you pass all these fun places like Porta Westfalica.
Where are we, Italy?
No, exactly. I was like, this
Porta Westfalica.
It's the train, I think.
Hmm.
It's another guy with a cane, I think.
Yeah, time is now 31. And there's 5 minutes delay, so we still have approximately 8 minutes.
Yeah, and I think my father actually bought the tickets because he sent me some photos on Messenger.
Hmm, okay. Oh, by the way, we traveled by Schlossbahn yesterday. Would you like to tell anything about that?
Lots of information, interesting information. But when you're listening to the audio guide in different languages on your headphones, be prepared that the German guide played for everyone from the huge speakers will overpower that for sure. So you'll have to basically sentence your ear.
Or you bring... that's just the connection services.
Yeah, so... No, because I thought they announced something new about my train.
It's still 5 minutes delayed.
Yeah. So yeah, basically get ready for this, that you will be overpowered by the German ones. You have to sentence your ears to basically like having earbuds in, turning the volume up all the way to the maximum. And
Or you just take headsets that cancel some noise.
Yeah.
Because I think the headsets you get are pretty probably cheaper headsets. And they just
fit into this tiny plastic sack.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if you bring your own headset, like with some noise cancellation.
Yeah.
Or at least that clear a little bit of noise, then you're indeed able to follow your language more precisely. But yeah, maybe even if you don't understand the language, like I just for fun listen to the Dutch part, I understand German. I understood like 80 or 90% of that Dutch they tell, or I would have understood. But the problem is, if German overpowers and you understand German completely, it's like just confusing.
Yeah.
Because the Dutch version, or in any other language, they announce things faster than in German. In German, it was very slow and clear, and especially loud. And whereas they still told you about the market square, in the other language they were either done or telling you something differently already. Okay. Nothing changed.
You also have this thing in DB Navigator where it's supposed to tell you and the delays update or something.
Verspätungsalarm?
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I found this in the Czech Railways app, which is also quite nice and accessible. And the funny thing is that they update you every minute. So even if like the delay increases to 1 minute or two minutes, they will all the time give you notifications that something happens. And the sound that the app makes, it's like a steam engine train. Like,
wow.
Imagine like riding in a almost empty car, because we took a road with a friend of mine from Prague to Kamm, which is on the German side, and in Bavaria.
See.
So nobody almost went there, and but there were still a couple of people, and like in the entire train, silence. Yeah.
Oh dear.
I think the iOS and Android versions actually have different sounds.
Okay.
They are realized in a different way.
Well, the thing is, there is the app DB Barrierefrei.
I have this. Actually, I don't know how to use it. I mean,
and they're also pretty much up to date. Like, if it's just 1 minute of delay or whatsoever, something very slightly changes. It's more up to date than DB Navigator.
Okay.
Because there it has to be, like, at least 5 minutes delay or something.
But is it giving you any sort of... I can have it fire it up now.
I haven't used it for ages, actually, because I didn't need it that much.
I have it here, I just have to fire it up. The thing is it supposed to give you like automatic updates or something?
If you decide to monitor a certain train station or a certain platform, it sure does, yeah.
And how does it do it? You get the announcements?
Push notifications, yeah.
And just push? I thought it was like actually broadcasting the messages from
I
the speaker.
I thought so as well, but I was disappointed when it didn't. Was the case, or at least I didn't find the feature. I haven't found the feature yet.
Okay.
If there is any.
Let me open this. Installed? Oh, I didn't have it installed. That's a shame.
I think it's somewhere in my iCloud, because I set up my phone to save unnecessary apps or unnecessary content in my iCloud if I don't need it for longer. I think I will turn it off somehow because I have 64 gigabytes and I think I'm pretty fine as long as I don't record like horrendously big videos or other stuff or download a couple of movies that also take a lot of space. I should be fine, so I guess I will just deactivate that feature again.
Yeah.
Or just delete unnecessary apps. That would be also a quite nice alternative.
Okay, I'm Marburg Lahn. Gleise.
Marburg Lahn.
Gleis 4. Yeah. Beobachten. Bang.
By the way, while Pavel is firing things up, little fun fact. I'm traveling abroad on Friday together with Moritz. I'm going to Zurich, to Switzerland, to catch up with Markus, the guy I met on Couchsurfing in 2018 and who visited me together with Nicola, if you read the article, in May 2018.
Okay.
Anything new?
Yeah, I've turned on the tracking for the station, and now I will switch off the app, and I hope that I will get some notifications if anything happens. Cool stuff.
Well, what we can do next time, if I have visitors or something, I could stream or at least record us finding certain places with the navigation belt.
Oh yeah, you didn't show me that. That's a shame.
I completely forgot about that. I'm really extremely sorry.
You have to bring it to Luxembourg.
Yes, of course. Why not?
Yeah.
Because I don't know Luxembourg at all.
Yeah, sure. So.
And this way, I can maybe guide you to some sort of place.
Yeah. Sure.
And you're like the one who's blindly walking behind me and trying to maybe correcting me.
This happened to me already. Like a friend from Prague came to Krakow and basically guiding us around Krakow.
No.
He was the more proficient Navi user, and we went to places we never had idea existed. And I like went to school in Krakow for 13 years. The other guy was living in Krakow for 5 years. And there was a guy who came there for like a third time in his life, and he was basically guiding us places we had no idea existed.
So yeah, I also had a guy visiting me, a friend of mine visiting me in Marburg in the end of 2017, and we also saw places in Marburg that I didn't know that they existed, and we saw some attractions, and he made a lot of photos. I think at the end of the day, he sent me like 45 photos in a row, like at once, a photo bomb. But the cool thing is with seeing AI, it's quite nice to recognize, especially when text is included. And when you photograph the text very accurately and pretty good, actually, it's pretty much able to recognize the text without any mistakes. But yeah, I mean, sighted people still have the eyes and maybe some more navigational skills. And although you might know the city already a little bit, or mostly, you still get to know a lot of unknown places.
True that.
Okay, your train is coming. Yep. So I'm going to start the recording. Thank you for listening. And hope to see you hear you soon on another, or talk to you soon on another audio log. Pavel, have a safe time.